Kushya Tsuma of the Tagatarian, by his own description. Kushya Tsuma. On the Chav Zion of a base. Before I proceed, thanks to Shomer the Dr. Moshe, Simitov Memhei, who has the quotes the Mordechai with the Girsa of the Ozerua. Rashi, Arab in the Tom. So we see a Mordechai as it's printed in front of us, and we assume it's that's the way it always was. I have a Shtaga Taina against the printer of the Shas Vilna. They should have had Rashi in parentheses, Arab in the Tom in brackets. That's what the Marshal did. He changed the Girsa, but they you know, that's the problem. You should not. Rabbi Natan himself, ironically, Penecherim against making Hagos of the Gemara. That was the person, Rabbi Natan. He's the one who made a Cherim against changing the text, because if you change the text, you're preventing the next guy from doing his own independent research. You want to make a change, make it on the side that we have today. You make a bracket, a parenthesis, so a person can come later on and then we have things in front of him. They put in Rabbi Natan, but should have been Rashi. it's history. So Baruch Hashem Yisholim, but you know, it's not history. You look at the Dr. Moshe, he quotes the old Gerasa, Rashi. Everybody told you yesterday it had to be Rashi. We have the Ozeruah on the board. Okay, just as an aside, just thank you very much for that, Maram Bokum. Chav Zayin Amid Beis. What does the Gemara say? Stop at the beginning. Ein B'yachom Etzal Tzreif. That's really our basic our sugya at the present time. Omer Yehuda, Ein B'yachom Etzal Tzreif. But then no say. No man, no say. Shein Abayor Bayamotze. Ton Tzreif. Chomet Sher Shabar Bayamotze. Lo Kol Shkein. Shaton Tzreif. Amulo. Kol Din Shatadon Tchiloso Lahachma Vesofa Lahokel Ein Odin. Lomotza eitzel esorfo ye yoshev v'botel v'torma tashvisa omer v'teichem v'odom ashtiyoko lashvisa. That's the whole sugi. Also other details about other derivations and refutations. Not our name right now. Frech nehele g'shagas ari. What are you talking about yoshev v'botel? Yoshev v'botel means he will just sit there passive, do nothing. What do you mean do nothing? What do you mean? You have no choice but to get rid of it to avoid bayo bayamotze. Let me Yoshev Bot. True, there's a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, so you can fulfill Tashbisu only with burning or with any way of eliminating it. Forget Tashbisu. You want to get your brownie points Tashbisu? Oh, I have 5 brownie points Tashbisu. According to the Minchas Tenech, 10 Zehuvim worth of brownie points that someone can take away from me. Forget about that. You have Bayor Bayamotzi, you have negatives. Forget positives, you have negatives. By all by a motzi, lav him in the Torah. You can't be Yoshev Botel. It's a kushya tsuma. Answer the Shagas Arya. In order to avoid by all by a motzi, it's sufficient to get the chometz out of your rishus. Even the yachas mani suru. Let's get it out. It's out. However, Avosai, for the purpose of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, for the purpose of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you require that you actually burn it. Burn it. According to the Rabbana, you can fulfill Tashbisu by throwing it in the ocean. So now you have 3 choices, right? Just to put it out of your house, whatever that means. Details we'll discuss later. What it means, put it in your tank. It's out of your house. That's one. Pulverizing and throwing it into the ocean is 2. And burning it is 3. We're going in ascending order, right? Right? Everyone with me, ascending order? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you can't do 3, don't bother doing 2. And get away with 1. Sorry for speaking shorthand. But it's going up in ascending order, right? Get it out of your house, 1. Pulverized through into the ocean is 2, and burning it is 3. Right? So this ascending order of, you know, what you can actually accomplish in terms of the midst of Tashbisu and Bayura, etc., etc. So of course it's not going to be all Shabbat. You're going to do 1. Just destroy after and put it in the street. That gets rid of it. It's not, no longer be batech. Fine. But your Yoshev bottle, you're not even going to bother putting it into the pulverizer, which is going to, you know, make it into smithereens and put it into the ocean. That's the cooler. That's the cooler at the end of the day. It's enough to throw it to the street. Now we'll have to go down the block to where it can be pulverized, right? And throw it into the ocean. You live down the block from the ocean. Instead of going to the ocean and pulverizing it, you just put it into the street. That's a cool at the end of the day. That's called Yoshev Batel, relatively speaking. You're right. It's not quite Batel doing nothing, but I guess it really is nothing. I take the bread, go, roll it down the driveway, roll it into the street, and it's out of my house. Again, details to follow what exactly the farm, but look at the Shagas Ayah, you'll see it in Simon Pei Gimel. That's what he says in Shagas Ayah. The answer is Bombshell Kasha, his Kushya Atsuma. So it's a Sofa Lahokal, he says. And if you follow you, then you can be a bigger maker. Corner of Abon, you have to run to the corner, or maybe a mile down the road, and take your thing, pulverize it, and throw it to the ocean. Corner of you don't have to bother. That's Taka Kula, Lachal Amaisa, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda.
Excuse me, would it be okay for a boy to come and sit down this year?
Shalom.
Thank you very much.
What's your name?
Ben Kaplan.
Kaplan, where are you from, Ben?
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Oh, who's in Baltimore here? There you go. You have two friends already. All sit right. Down next to one of them. You love Mordechai. Let me sit next to him and look under your Gemara, okay? So we have this shot of the Shagas Ayah. That's his answer. Fascinating answer. I saw in the Pri Yitzchak has his own answer. Also fascinating. These Gedolei Olam have great answers. Rabosai, Bayol Bayamotzi. When does it begin? Who can say Pesukim Chumash or Pesukim Chumash? You know, you should just look at the Chumash, Chamisha Chumash Torah, on a simple level. I know the Rashi; we spoke about it before. Rashi's Rashi, but let's be for the moment biblical Jews, not rabbinic Jews. Just for the moment, biblical Jews. You see what it says in the Torah Kedosha when it discusses the mitzvah of Bayiro Bayamotze. It's important just to see what it says. Shimas Yamin. Shmos Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Tes. I was reading you a pasuk in the Torah Kedosha. A pasuk in Chumash. Get an impression. It's a matter of 7 days. Or if you want to see in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Zayin, Matzos Yechel Eish Shivas Hayomim Leirel Lachos Chumash Leirel Lachos Tov B'chol Gvulecha. When Shivas Hayomim. It's a Poshim shot. I know the Rashi. Rashi said it's Bayerov from Chatzos, a Chiddush Nifla. Let's take the Rove, but everyone seems to call the Rove Poskim. I'm not sure where they counted the majority. Guess what?
Doesn't the Rambam say that also?
Rambam said it also, yeah.
That's
you're talking about as far as Chatzos is concerned?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Rashi, Rambam is not completely clear, but okay. Yeah, okay. I'm not saying that Rashi is a lone ranger. But the majority of you, nonetheless, seems to be, since you asked me about the Rambam, we should open up the Rambam. What does he say? You all have Rambams in the back. Perigwat, Mordechai, Perigwat, Echosam, and Tzimatza. Gimel Ches, we'll see. Okay, we'll take a chance on Gimel Ches. Oh, yeah, the Rivet. Gimel Bidl called him Sheish. He found Chomet afterwards. There's Ava, Lo Yerov, Lo Yemotze. Sher Lo Biev, Lo Bidl. Says the Ravid, Ulai Sova Zam Achabesh Uover Mishay Shos Ulamala Belo Yerov Belo Yimotze Vienu came the Shivas Yomim Ksiv Rebbeinu. The Ravid quotes a pasuk in the Chumash. We just read it together. The Ravid the Chumash. Who thinks that Rashi Ram did know Chumash? We know Rashi the Chumash. He wrote the Perish on Chumash. Can't say Rashi the Ravid. We don't know. Rashi wrote the book on it. So of course he knew Chumash. So how did he get this idea of Bayerov Bayamotze? Where did it come from? Where did it come from? Presumably from part of the Drushas Chazal on Daf Hey. When you want to talk about Achilek, the first half of the day is this, the second half of the day is that. Presumably that's where Rashi got it from. So it's not Potzik Mefurish. You can't say Rashi is wrong. Chas v'chalila v'chalila v'chas. Of course Rashi Shita is a legitimate Shita. But nonetheless, despite Rashi and the Rambam, it's called a Rov Poskim say, as the Pashat Shat Chumash, the Rabbi said, his Bayirah begins only from darkness, when it gets dark and pays up back. Fine? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, because of that reason, what do? You're Yoshev Batel. When are you Yoshev Batel? This clock strikes 12. I have no wood. I have no fire. What me worry? What me worry? Where's my well? Nah, what am I doing now? I'm learning. What's a good Jew doing in Eretz Yisrael? I'm learning a Shemar, I'm learning Pesachim. I've also this year, especially learning Pesachim, I'm sure Eretz Yisrael is going to be sitting and learning about Smad Atzuma. Your mother doesn't get you first. So you're sitting and learning about Smad Atzuma, he's learning. You have Chometz. I'm learning. You have Chometz. Learn. What? I'm plenty of time. Gal Yeroah. We have daylight savings time now. The sun sets, who knows, 6:30 at night. I'll have plenty of time for like a Burman. What's my rush? I'm sitting there the whole afternoon with Meshechet and Erev Pesach. Hey. Rabbi Yid, Tashbizu! Tashbizu. I have no wood. Can't make a fire. My name is Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Sheet. That's what it says, Pshat for Yitzchak. Yoshev Batal means he'll sit there for 5 hours with a Makor Chaim, or I don't know, with a Bogan Avram, and sit in Harba and learn with a Rajba, or Benu David. He's sitting and having a good time with his Torah there, yeah, and maybe sipping some seltzer, you know, Kashal Pesach, and then living having a great life, because his name is Rabbi Yud. He's Yoshev Batal. I mean, you mean Yoshev Batal, Chaspital Torah is Kadega Kula, maybe Yoshev Batal. Yoshev Batal means he's not getting spoiled about the hummus that he has in his home. He's sitting with a Shrei Ramba. That's the way the Jew means for Yoshev Batal. We shouldn't take it literally. Chas v'shal, Yoshev Batal. But if his name is not Rabbi Yehuda, if he holds up the Rabban, he's running around. Get this hummus out. I have to fuck it into the ocean. And then he said, yeah, he has to close the svar. That's Pshat's the Yitzchak. Yes.
When the Gemara quotes the Brita about distinction between the Shaspiro and Shalom Shaspiro, Rashi learns that the kasha is that why should the Rabbanim be Mashriach for you to get Eitzim? You should just wait till later to do it. Hashpat is over hold hour. So from there, it sounds like other types of beer besides Treif are Midaraisa, because then we know at least that Treif is Midaraisa, and the Gemara is saying you should wait till later to do something else.
Yeah, so because Rashi is of the opinion, the way the simple read of Rashi, not like that we saw yesterday. And once 12 o'clock strikes, the Torah says, the Tashmash Bisa Beholda. The Miri would not be happy with this, as I said to you before. Okay. Now, Rabosai. We had mentioned yesterday, we saw it, we looked in the Gemara yesterday, I want to review it again. The Avava Min Aleph, you find Chometz on Pesach, you call Kofol of Kli. You cover with a Kli, Rashi, we saw the Rashi, there was a Bittl. Well, what happened if there was no Bittl? Let's review again. We saw it. Open your Mishnah Berurah, Rabbos. Everyone, open your Mishnah Berurah. We saw this yesterday. It's time to review it again. Always review. Review is good. Tough. Mem. Vav. Sivkot. Hey. Mishnah Berurah. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Mem Vav. Person finds chametz on Pesach on Yom Tov itself. Cover with a kli until it gets dark, and you'll burn it. Why? Bishla yuchal atalpa v'yada. It's muksa. It's muksa. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Let's get the right one. Which Mishnah Berurah do we mean over here? Second. Sivkot Vav. Cotton Vav. So, what are you doing over here? You're covering something which you may, according to the Pashup Shad and Shulchan Aruch, be in violation of Bayira. The Mishnah Berurah Vav with a small hay of the Sharatzian. Some Pshat Shulchan Aruch is that feel of a chomet shenil shelo bitlo could go on shenis chametz biyamtiv. The yev shel levatlo v'or v'al balyira. I feel the hachi ain't that kind of rabbi kviyati. What can you do? There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. What can you do? Can't help it. It's stuck. All right. You're stuck. What's it to be done? Chazal said, Shev al tasa. Right? Either pshat rabosai is that yesh koach b'yad chachamim lak or davar ben haTorah v'shev yal taaseh. That's one pshat. Or a little more sophisticated, a little more sophisticated, a little bit, tiny bit more sophisticated than that. Where were you before, Mordechai? Paragim alocha ches?
Yeah.
Okay. In the case of Mishnah, right there. In Paragim alocha ches. On that same Rambam. Rambam says, the last few lines, ever look at your Rambam, Gimel Ches, look in the back, at least see the Rambam's text. B'mitzol b'yomtav kofol av kli ad le'erev u'mavaro. Rebbeinu shalalem, what happened to b'ayro b'ayimotze? Yesh lomah, says the case of Mishnah, chacham also chiduk with the ram, even to be over at lav d'arais to b'shev altas. Because we have yesh koach b'shev altas. B'yo, listen to this now. The ilu lav ral yisur mukta tzorakum v'asei, Lavra bayro b'shev altasu. So, uritzono hoya levaro. He wants to burn it. Ela shechachamim asaruhu eino overal. Wow, big kiddush. Normally we'd say you're over the aveira, but kacha it's better to over b'shev altasu. Say no, since you really want to burn it, the chazal tie you up in knots. They put the handcuffs on you and say you're not permitted to do anything with this chametz. The law omer Torah by Yerah by Yamatzi Elak Shebirishuso in his power, Hoya Levaro, Vienna Bavaro, Avalemu Onus, Lo, Vize Onusu. Wow, what a chiddush by Yerah by Yamatzi. Means you're not permitted that chametz which belongs to you if you have an alternative. If you have no alternative, you're not in violation. Not the pshat you're in violation for onus, you're not in violation at all. That's a big chiddush. That's a very sophisticated point. That the second terrace of the Kesef Mishnah in Paragimel, Halacha Ches. Fine. Yes.
Just because one is honest doesn't, couldn't one also say that they're over, but they're not going to be punished? Machlok is an honest Rahmana Patre. What?
Okay. Honest Rahmana Patre just means that there's a there's no onshin here. It's a lav shem b'maisa in Nitin Lase, maybe. Let's talk about the aveira itself. It's not even an aveira. That's just patra. Patra means from onish. Not even an aveira. Yes, sir.
Is it similar to we have, since you tried, it's not, we don't make yours. So you had to deal with,
yeah, you try. That's an American concept. Try your best.
Try his best.
He wrote a mezuzah, and every letter is kosher except for one. This is possible. You tried your best.
Isn't the idea with the chomet isn't yours, but the Torah makes you. The Mishnah bring that down as a kula. As long as someone tried, it's not.
That's what we spoke about. That's what's called chomet she'ani yodua. Very good. That we spoke about already a while ago.
I've seen the brother before.
But this is chomet yodua. You know it's there. Just that you can't help it. So that's it's a chiddush. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying it's a chiddush gadol. That since you're honest. It's not an aver in the first place. That's the second tense.
It's like Mishah Chametz on Aspavar, or you just have to wait until after Yom Tov.
That's another good question. Oh, we have such gedolim in this room. There's another guy, comes from Baltimore. the Baltimore Ilui says that he thinks that it's not a problem because you're Mashah Chametz on Aspavar. The Beis Yosef of the Kesemish did not say that. He didn't say that. Maybe he disagrees with the concept. Not I'm going to agree. That's all the Tosfos of Testament base. We'll see later how well that works, doesn't work. And
I'm
what
just
the.
Saying that the Kesef, it's not such a big Kiddush.
Okay, you mean you're saying it's there are others who say similar big Kiddush, but it's not a big Kiddush. Okay, they're all big Kiddush. Which one are we, is right, if any? Correct. You're saying it's a very, very valid point. On both sides, let's go over here. Let's assume for the moment against. That if it's, take a look over here. Habei poskim sof, right back in the Mishnah Berurah, with the small vavis. The daf the chametz should bit the kolam yomtov. Then over by Rashi, this is Rashi, holy Rashi, right? Rashi against the Rambam. The Rabbi quotes Rashi and many others. We saw the Rashi yesterday. That Rabbi went out. That's the Rabbanan to appear. They should be liachol. Sagam is biyaskli. Aber the chametz should all be tell. Osi lav the bal yirah v'dochi al kapanim tilted the Rabbanan. Down the toilet today, we call it today. That's at least that. And who's it says over here? Rabbi says Zion. more perakama de psachim, the eno malacha doraisa. The question is an issue of tochein, if you mafire the bread. So it says, look at the machzah shekel, ein tochein achar tochein. Oh, we looked last year, let's remember. So that's how the whole deal we had. There's no isa daraisa, fine. But if you were to burn it, oh no, that's a daraisa. Vafilu lisrov muto lekama poskim. You can even burn it on Pesach. Who are they? Smag, you got a whole bunch of Sephrot and Ches. Why? Dimitov shehutra avor letzorach mitzorach yontif. Hutra ochal nefesh. Hutra namish lo letzorach. Begonzeh shu tzorach ayom tzas. That's mitov. Famous klal found in Ksubas on Dav Zayin, and it's discussed in Masechta Beitza at great length. Okay? Let's take the middle view, Rav Osa. What does the middle view say? You are allowed to pick it up and pulverize it and get it out, throw it down the toilet, but you're not permitted to burn it. That's the centrist view, right? The middle view, some say you're even allowed to burn it. Some say you can't even touch it. The middle view says, right? We like to discuss middle views. Let's assume that middle view for the moment. Okay? Frek the Priyitzchak. If that's the case, why is the Gemara say over here not from Zion of the base? Assuming the sheet is the only question according to one particular sheet. Let's take a look at the Gemara again. Look at the Gemara. I'll say, please look in the Gemara. It says a funny case. Lo motza eitzin, yoshev batel. That was a rarity. Rabbi Osei, see, for us, eitzin. Who has eitzin in his house? Nobody. Who has a fireplace in his house? Nobody. What do you do? You ever use it?
No.
You ever use it? No. You ever use it? No. You have three? You ever use it? No. 0 for 4. Like the Yankees. 0 for 4. Everyone's
our family.
You use it?
My family uses it.
You do?
Once in a blue moon.
Do you have wood in your house?
A little in the basement.
Okay, you have wood in your house?
Yeah, we have
a bed. There you go. Who's my point? The 10 families that have no fireplaces have no wood. The 4 families that have fireplaces and never use it also have no wood. But the 2 people who want to, you want to use it, have wood. It's a strange case of Matzah Eitzin. Right? This would be the equivalent today that I don't have any light bulbs. That's the equivalent. We have light bulbs, you know. I ran out of bulbs, and my house is pitch black. Obviously, if you're always using wood as a source of light, a source of heat, you always have wood in the house. Some mud in the case and no light in the house. Very strange, right? So why put this example? I have a much better example of the Priya Tzvah. It's Yom Tov. Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh. Daddy, I see a roll over there. Oh, boom. In the middle of Kiddush, I found at the pace of night, my son found a roll. Rav, what do I do? Well, I was mevatlin. No, Daddy, I bought that roll at 11 o'clock today after you did the bit. Sonny boy, why'd you do that? Well, I was hungry. And I bought 2 rolls and left a Mishnah, you know, and I had one and left the other one. Oh, man. So now he has come into this house. He was no bittle on it. And what's he going to do? So according to the middle view, what do you do with it? You have a fire, bizarro, the ruach. Right? That you're allowed to do. But to burn it, you can't do it because burning is also. We said that's the middle view. It'll come out, Esther Priyatzchak, but according to what? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Yosef Batel. And according to the Rabbanan, you're not Yosef Batel. Why? According to the Rabbanan, you're going to take it, put it right into the pulverizer, and throw it down the toilet. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that doesn't accomplish anything. So, what are you going to do? Yes?
No, according to Rashi, at this point in time, it's Hash Pasaz of the whole Dover.
According to Rashi, okay. But not everyone is Rashi.
Rashi is the one who says that the is talking about a case where he didn't do bitl.
Yeah, Rashi has as much of allies. Iter riaz arzarua smag rashba benichil turan mivosh smag and go to Kobo. At least one of them has the whole lactosis. There are some baliatosis in the list, as a matter of fact. And that's Ethiopia. This is what the Priyitzchak is discussing. Why is the Gemara of the case has no wood, which is a rarity, even much more common case? It's based on itself. Elavadai, said the Priyatzchak, that's ridiculous. No one's going to be all shibbatal. Everyone agrees. You got to, according to the Shita, you have to pulverize it. Why? to avoid Bayero Bayamotze. The clock is ticking every second, Rabosa. Every second is Bayero Bayamotze. I won't be touched Shmisa. Who cares? I'm going to be Yosher Bata. It's only on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, according to these rove poskim. There is no Bayero Bayamotze. There is no Bayero Bayamotze. I have plenty of time. Adkan. Adkan for the Sefer Kriyos. This concludes part one of today's shiur. Now, to go back to yesterday's kiddush. Yesterday we had a Taz. The Taz seemed to say that the chi of the burn, according to Rabbi Yehuda Midaraisa, is only on Pesach, and burning an Erev Pesach is only Midarabon. That's what the Taz seemed to say. Everyone else jumps on the Taz that it's incorrect. The din sreifa Midaraisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Erev Pesach. That's Pashup Shah. Despite that fact, as din daraisa, there are, according to many, we saw already, there's no siyag which tells you that you must burn the chametz, Rabosai. You must burn the chametz in the sixth hour. They never made a siyag for tashbisu. According to Rebbeinu Tam, when they have to burn it? In the seventh hour. Why, Rabosai? Adam told b'sha'achas, we saw it yesterday. Person can make a mistake for an hour. We should require that you burn it in this, what you call the sixth hour, because maybe it's the seventh. What do you see? The siyagim of a 1 hour and 2 hours, so you shouldn't eat it, chas v'cholila. If you eat it, oy, oy, oy. At least it's a rice and eat, at least a chama ma'od. But you don't find the siyag, because maybe if you don't, if you mix up the hours, you're not going to be eliminating the chamas in the proper way. You're going to do tashbisu, with pulverizing instead of burning. You don't find such siyogim in our halachic system. That being the case, Rebosai, we can argue that's like the majority of the people who voted on Sunday. Today is Tuesday. Tuesday is election day. But most of you voted on Sunday. So those on Sunday voted that the word Sarv Mitchila Shesh, that's we started off at the very beginning of our parak. Sarv Mitchila Shesh, don't take it literally. You can burn it anytime in the sixth hour. All it means is an Easter Anah from the beginning of the sixth hour. As a matter of fact, since we're holding today the big Kesef Mishnah day, open up to the Kesef Mishnah, those who have the Rambam Kesef Mishnah, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. Not all you have Rambams, I know that. I'll leave just a brief excerpt. Perek Aleph Halacha Tes in the Kesef Mishnah. He writes as follows. The Rambam said, you all have Rambams, the very end of the Rambam, of Halacha Tes. Let's read together. Rambam will end of Halacha Tes. This is the source of the Brisker Rav, right? I think the opening day before this. Opening day already a couple of weeks ago. Wow. It's been a long time. This one hour we're packing in all the Yesodas of Bittul and Tashbisu, but it's all coming in. It's not really one hour. It's really all over the place. It's just that it's focused on one hour. Okay? The Rambam writes, Tola b'truma b'lachim tola v'chayotze v'chometz shud kodesh la'ochlo sarfin ashe tagia shah shishis v'sarfin hakol ashe tagia shah shishis v'sarfin hakol. Frek the Kesef Mishnah keivan shigia shah shishis osu v'ano amid rabbanon v'kein tzarek lo'tzia b'beso kodem shah shishis. Rabbi Sai, you're going to wait till the clock strikes 11? I don't mean 11 literally, I mean 11 the end of the fifth hour. Chas v'chalila, you have a chametz in your house. You may chas v'shalom eat it or have enough of it and being over in violation. You have to get rid of it before the sixth hour begins. Says the Kesef Mishnah. No, you have to wait till tchilas shah shishis. You over b'tashbisu. Rabbanon said that the 6 hours should be treated like the seven. Kevin did mid the rabbananu v'shei v'al tasehu sharo le rabbanan ishai. Good. That's the first terrace in the Kesef Mishnah. That's okay. First terrace. Aye, the Rambam writes at the beginning of Paragimel. Rabosai, please tell him to beginning of Paragimel. Please take a look. What did Rambam say at the beginning of Paragimel? You have it in the back of your Gemaras. What did Rambam say at the beginning of Paragimel? Shebodek, etc. Menicha b'makom echad atchilas shoshishus b'yom u'mevaro. So you're burning it when? It begins at 6th hour. Why? Is it chulin? Man, if it's kochim, what? Is it chulin? Why are you waiting so long? You should get rid of it before the 6th hour begins. Tells you, look in the Rosh, Rabbi Osai. Look in the Rosh in Perek Aleph Simon Test. We've been here 5 times already. It's been a while. We'll revisit the Rosh. Rabbi, everybody, open up your Rosh, please. Perek Aleph Simon Test. The Kesef Mishnah is looking at, quoting it. We have to see it inside. We've been here before. It's in our print, page Gimel, column 2, the last 4 lines. Umasha kosa b'tshuvas Rashi b'tchilas shoshishis. Do a second bitl. Ritzona loma sol chamishis. Kona shiasli sure. Right? It's before. You have to do it. But it says tchilas shishis. What it really means is sol chamishis. What does that mean? Because afterwards you can no longer do bitl. V'kevin shekein. Since the Rosh interpreted the words of Rashi, when Rashi said Tchila Shoshis, he meant Sof Shoh Chamishis. Catch this now. Gamani! We can only call this, I don't use the word poetic license, this we'll call it a commentator's license. If the Rosh in commenting on Rashi says that Tchila Shishim in Sof Chamishis, I of Yosef Karo in commenting on the Rambam can say the same thing. So there. Or commenting on the Mishnah, for that matter, say the same thing. The Mishnah said, Tchilas Shoshishis. No, it really means, Ani Afarashi Rabbeinu, the Tchilas Shoshishis Lav Davka, and the Sof Chamishis Koma. Wow. Oh, that's the first sentence. Oh, Yeshua, but the last one of the Mishnah, the Nei, the Shoshishis Asru Ba'ano, Mikomakom, Lo Chivu, Lo Tzil, Mibesel, Kodem, Osa, Shoh, Vizayika. Oh. Take it literally. But Rabbi Osai says both of them are against the majority of the people in this room. The majority in this room voted on Sunday that Tchila Shoshish really meant they'll have the whole hour of Shishis to get rid of it. The only reason why they mentioned Tchila is because it's also Banah. Well, the Kesemisha is against you by either a full hour or most of an hour. Either it means Sob Shoshishis or at the latest Tchila Shoshishis. Just keep in mind, Rabbi Osai, when you voted against Rabbi Yosef Karo. You should know that. And if you're talking about who may vote for the first day in Rabbi Yosef Karo, which says you have to get rid of it in Sof Shoh Chamishis, you'll find that over here in the Rosh. Perek Aleph Simin Yud. Take a look quickly, the beginning of Simin Yud. Umash ein mevarch and al bir b'shach chamishis b'shach shu motzi a chametz min abayis hu mitzvah min haTorah, etc. 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 We read this before. That's a din d'oraisa of Sreifa. That's against that Taz and the Kor Chaim, etc. Fine. The Kitzur Nimrod. It seems over here that it's on. It's at the even shach chamishis. Rabosai. This being the case, we can make the following cheshbon. When it says Sarfim is Shah Shishis, if it means literally Tchil Shishis, means B'diyevin. You already missed the deadline. Quick. Sarfim B'Tchil Shesh. But ideally it should burn when? B'Sof Chamesh. Medina de Gemara. Why is that so important, Medina de Gemara? We had thought until now that the only way to explain why you burn Chametz at Sof Chamesh is, you know why? Because of the new din Shneim ke'echad tovim that the Rosh spoke about when you should be doing your bitl. Habodek tzarech sheyevatel. Presumably, as soon as you complete the bidika process, but then there's a minig, which is quoted a post Talmudic minig, to do a second bitl when by day. And the Rosh says over here, right over here in Simetes, Shneim Kecha Tovin, should do both, right? That's only Mechurma, post-Tamir Chumra. Now we're saying that no. The requirement, again, so if you have to say the second bittul by day, by definition, you have to do the bittul after you burn the chametz. So you have to do the burn of the chametz in the fifth hour. But if not for that, not post talmudic. No, even if we did in the Gemara, you may have to do a bittul in the, a burning in the end of the fifth hour. That's going to help out the terrors we gave a while ago. Just mentioning it to you in passing. Now, Rabbosai, we had pointed out a tremendous dispute between the Mogen Avraham and the Tzlach. The Mogen Avraham says, in contrast to Mila, where the din is, if you do the Mila by Yom HaShmini, you can't do it in the morning, do it in the afternoon, not so terrible, just the reason I'm even. In contrast to that, says the Mogen Avraham, Tashbisu, the clock runs every second, you're over B'chol Rega. That's why, and to remind you again, Rabbosai, Mem Tes Amad Aleph, just giving Chazara, turn to Mem Tes Amad Aleph. Haholech Lomol Espino, Bediska Shiesh Lachamet Beto Beso. What do you do? So you have to go back and burn it, right? And then do the Bris Mila. What's the rush? Why can't you do the Bris Mila and then burn it? Says the Mogen Avraham, no. Each one's going to take you an hour. An hour to go do the Bris, and an hour to go back and burn the Chametz. If I do the Mila first, gewalt! For that hour, I was over in 60 Averis, 60 minutes, 60 Averis of Tashbisu Bayera. Tashbisu, let's say, okay. I was about to Tashbisu Bepoil for 60 times. But if I just didn't do the Mila, I went to do the Tashbisu first, I wasn't about to Mila even once. I just postponed it. That's the famous Mogen Avraham. That's the Mogen Avraham. That's a very important Mogen Avraham, very important. Who did he argue with? It's Tzlach. As we mentioned before, Tzlach says, no, Tashbisu is exactly the same as Mila. And therefore, what does he say? You can burn the Chometz according to Rabbi Shimon, as he said, Ma'at, Ma'at, Tachas Tavshila. That's Tos over here. Chof Ches Amid Beis. Give a look, please. Open up the Tosos Chof Ches, please. Chof Ches Amid Beis. Please open up. What Tosos says, Yasiken Wadalaila, Ma'at, Ma'at, Tachas Tavshila. Ma'at, Ma'at, Tachas Tavshila. That Tosos proves that Tzlach is right, and the Mogen Avraham is incorrect. However, there's another pshat, Rabbosai. Maybe Tosos Chof Ches Amid Beis is Lishitoso Chav Tesamid Bay. As Mordechai said before, turn briefly to Chav Tesamid Bay. You've been here, also, we've been there before. The last line in Tosfos, Chav Tesamid Bay. Chav Tesamid Bay is the last narrow line. Mikan Mochiach Ri, Shamasha Chomesh Bepesach Vedato Levaro, Eina Over Bosa Shah. Okay? So therefore, Eina Over Bosa Shah would be another way to explain why you can be mastic takas tamshilo laat laat? Because dat olivaro. Very nice. This explains Rabbosai, as we said yesterday, the opinion of the Riva. The Mordechai said plia. That's a plia. How can you hold on to the chometz and burn in the seventh hour? Zanisa daraisa tashbisu. No, it's masha chometz amanas levaro. This being the case, Rabbosai, we understand very well that Sarfim B'tchila Sheish is Lav Dafka. No need to make a Gzeira Otu Sheva, because even in Sheva there's no violation of Doraisa. Why not? Because you're Masha Chometz, Amanas, Levaro. That's all. That's exactly what I may have told you before, that the Tosis Shantz. I think I may have read it to you yesterday, I don't remember exactly. But just in case, I read it to you again one more time. Tosis Shantz, Chof Tes Amad Beis. I'll read it to you. Here we go. Tosa with Rashi Shantz. Chof Tes Amud Beis. He's trying to demonstrate this idea of Masha Chometz Amanas Levaro. Kamachich Rebbe, Shemasha Chometz. Was there Rashi Shantz? Rebbe the read? I'm not sure. Do your homework. Baliatosis. He was made a couple of generations before. I don't know. Shemashim Mishan was a pretty early Balatosis. Maybe Talmud of the Ri or Talmud of the Talmud of the Ri. Let me know tomorrow and look up in the books. Okay, because we have this, we have the Ri. Huh? No? Who knows the biographies? He has the Ri, and he has Rebbe. It could be the same person. We'll try to look it up together and see where. What? That the Levari and Abba Mishnah Bosa Shehiyo. Vaf Rashi Sovikain. Because Rashi holds enough your bays, some of the bays. They gave him an hour to look at Leitzin. Yavdin at Shah Shavis. How can it be? That's the same question as the Riva. Answer is Masha Choma Tzomenas Levar. As we spoke about yesterday, Mefura Shatosa Shant, page Nun Al. That's what I read yesterday. Page Nun Al in this print, paragraph Umika. Rebbeinu Shalolim, Rabosa. Granted, there's no Bayro by Yemotze. What about Tashbis? What about Tashbis? There are two separate things, Rabosa. There's Bayro by Yemotze. And the reason proving from here, no Bayro by Yemotze, Masha Nasadara. What about Tashbis? If you like the Tzlach, no problem. Tzlach says that the Tashbis is like Mila. It's not such a big rush. Oh, however, like the Magen Avraham, what happened to Tashbisu? And I saw in some of the Achronim that they say this idea based on the Magen Avraham. Let's chazer again. The two Magen Avrahams are both saying. I'm just reading you both briefly. The Magen Avraham, the one that we spoke about before, is Simen Tov Mem Dalid Rabosai Sivkoton Yud Aleph. Again, we've been there before. Just to review again. Tov Mem Dalid Sivkoton Yud Aleph. He says, Essay that Tashmisu is more chomer than Mila, Shekol Shata over love, Mash'enkein ben Mila, system is reason Magdimim. That's exactly the point which the Magen Avraham brings over here in Tov Mem Dalid Sivkoton Yud Aleph. Okay. But the Magen Avraham himself, in Siman Tov Mem Vav Rabosai, Sivkoton Beis, quotes Tosis approvingly. Tosis Chav Tesla and Beis that we just saw. Tov Mem Vav Sivkoton Beis. The Magen Avraham here. Second, please. For Kasafti B'Shem Atosis, Damashe K'dei Levaro, Eino Over Olav. So the Rav himself says, Eino Over Olav. And yet here, if the guy's going to Bris Mila, obviously he plans to burn the Chametz later on, and you still are over. So what's the Pshat? Steer Magen Avraham? No! Here he's talking about Bayor Bayimotze, Rabosai. Tov Mem Vav, you were about Bayor Bayimotze, the guy found a Chametz on Pesach, in the middle of Yontif. For the Tov Mem Dalid, he's talking about what? About Tashbisu. So therefore, on Yontif, there's no Easter Bayor, no Easter Lav, it's enough to cover with a Kli. But it's still a missing Sasei of Tashbisu, which is more important than Mila. And that's what the Mordechai said. We understand very well. Why the Mordechai says something about Tashbisu? Isn't the Mordechai from the Bali Atosis? And the Bali Atosis generally like the Ri? That Masha Chometz is no Bayro Bayimotze? He answers yes! He didn't say something Bayro Bayimotze. That's no proof. Could be all the Shkia. But he said something Tashbisu. This being the case, Rabosai, you have to understand very well this whole process. Frek the Shagas Aryeh Simen Peyav. Am I allowed to steal an item in order to be able to fulfill this mitzvah my whole life? You know, like, Kol Yomai, I was wanting to try to fill this mitzvah. What? The Heshem is like Zeyla Shagos. I've always, my whole life, I've been trying to say this, to do this mitzvah. Heshem is like Zeyla Shagos. Rabosai, can I make a recommendation? Don't. The other mitzvahs you can fulfill. Don't see a whole, I'm like, Kol Yomai, I'm waiting to. Don't steal. And don't have Eshtek Zayla. So what's going on over here? He's saying over here, tell me, are you, we'll have a vote. Are you allowed to steal in order to fulfill Eshtek? Who thinks yes? Of course not. It's ridiculous. So what's going on over here? I'm allowed to hold on to the Chometz. Why? Because I plan to destroy and fulfill Tashbis. Why is that different, Esther Shagasari, and I can't steal to fulfill Eshtek? Simon Pei Alvin Shagasari. That's a good question. He doesn't like the Tosfos for that reason, yes? Right, you're technically speaking, you're right. Try and find other examples of lava nitigla say, which are purely ben adam la makom, where the same question would exist. I mean, you should do me, if you look up some of the full list of lava nitigla says, so the back of the tezvav, you'll find there somewhere ben adam la makom, where the same question would exist. Yes. No, sir. Very good. No, sir. I want call Yomai. I've been plotting to fulfill the mitzvah, no sorry, men are broken, but it's true. So I'll be over those sosa, the men are broken, okay? Because that's ridiculous. Very good, thank you for a good example, excellent example. Yes?
When we saw the Mordechai, his kasha on the Riva was that he's taking on himself a suffix,
Tashbisu. Right.
So he obviously thought that even if you're a mashal, mastavara, it's not a problem in Tashbisu either.
Who are the that's the Riva's answer.
Yeah.
Right, I agree with you. That'll be the Riva's answer. But the Mordechai presumably didn't hold from that, right? So it was his kasha. Well, we'll see soon. We have to come back to this Tosis more carefully. Rabbi Osai, listen to me. Very important. So there are a number of answers to this question. It's a very good question. We're going to give a number of answers. The first answer we're going to give is a Chazon Ish and Siman Kuf Yud Ches. It's a Kod Zayin. It's the following answer. This is a very deep idea. Rabosai, can I give you a little bit of Musar, please? It's also to steal. Also to steal. I know it says in the Torah, but still, we can always use Lachechizim. It's also to steal. Stealing itself is a prohibited action. Rabosai, it never says anywhere in the Torah Kedosha, it's also to buy Chometz on Pesach. Doesn't say it. What does it say? Lo yimotze. Lo yimotze. From the moment I'm attempting to rid myself of the chametz, there's no longer a violation. Just as it's true with respect to gzela, I was over lo sigzol. That's an ongoing violation. Every second that I hold on to a stolen item is the Easter of Zayla. But I'm on the way back to return it. I'm doing tshuva. I'm walking from my house to the Nigzel's house. I'm the way to get it back. From that moment on, I'm not in violation of Lo Sigzel anymore. I'm giving it back. Only one problem. I already violated Lo Sigzel when I took it. Now, at that moment, that action was completely prohibited. So when I'm trying to look for wood to make a fire to burn the chametz, there's no more violation of lo yimotze. Fine. But the question becomes, what would be the equivalent, Rabosai, of walking to the Nigzel's house to return the lost item? What's the equivalent?
Looking for wood,
gathering wood, trying to help get rid of it. However, Abosai, our Tosis didn't quite say that. The Lashon of Tosis, people look at the Lashon, every Lashon is very meaningful, every word counts. The Lashon of Tosis. Tosis Lashon is, Mikam Ochiach Ri, Shamash Achometz Bepesel V'Dato Levaro. Dato Levaro. When? In 3 hours from now. We're doing it till now, I'm learning a Tosis. I'm doing Shnai Mikra Bechatar. But I plan to get rid of it in 3 hours. When I finish, that's not quite the same as walking to the Nigzel. What will happen in the following case? I do Tshuva Chatasi Avisi Pashati. I have every intention to give the stolen item back. What are you doing now? Now I'm watching the Yankees lose. Okay? Oh. But I'm going to give it back. As soon as it's over, I'll give it back. Yes.
Maybe it's like bittul, like a lower degree of bittul that the Torah puts. The Torah takes that out of your shus, and you have to be maskim. You have to be maskim to that through bittul. So here, it's not the same degree, but since you have das to destroy it later, the Torah doesn't put it back in your shus.
I hear what you're saying. Maybe. But the Pashup Shad is, Rav Osai, there's a major dispute within the proponents of this view of Tosis, how far does it go? The Lashon of Tosis is what's called Dato Levado. 3 hours from now, I'll be doing something else. Not everyone agrees, Rav Osai. The Mekor Chayim, one of our primary sources in Achronim, at the very end of his Akdama to Tav Lamed Aleph, the very end, says Tosis is only referring to a case where he is literally, Rav Osai, Osek Bibiuro. Osek, that's not the same as Dato Levado. If you look in the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, on that Dalet Amud Beis, Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, where they have a similar discussion, the Ramas Luksiv, you'll look it up later on your own. He has also an interesting expression, not Dato Levado. I'm going to give you the exact precise wording of the Rabbeinu Peretz. Rav Osai, everyone listening carefully. What it tells us mean, huh?
Rabbeinu Peretz is in the Ozva Harakumar also.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that. Rabbeinu Peretz, Rav Osai, thank you very much. Oh. Rabbeinu Peretz says, yes, you're right. Thank you. Tos Rabbeinu Peretz. Oh, thank you for telling me. We'll have to look at it more often now. Oh, I feel bad. Have you had any other Rabbeinu Peretz that we didn't look inside? Well, in this year so far? No, have we had any? I want to show you. I should show you all now. I owe you this. Have you had any other Rabbeinu Peretz I've been reading from the Kovetz? No? First one? Good. Okay. Search the notes. Okay. So here, Dalet Amud Beis, Uksiv, the last Rabbeinu Peretz on the Dalet Amud Beis. It's page Gimel, column 3, towards the bottom. The Kasha, big bold print. The Imkain, Kevin Shemachazer, all of Levaro, Hareo Kibavuar. Again, the lady says it twice again. Kevin Shemachazer, all of Levaro, Hareo Kibavuar. He doesn't say Data, all of Levaro. He said it a third time. Elevadet Shemachazer, all of Levaro, Hareo Kibavuar. Three times. Fourth time. Kevin Shemachazer, all of Levaro, Hareo Kibavuar. It's four times. Same expression. So Rabbeinu Peretz seems to be restricting the Shiva's Bali Atosis to Mechazer Olav Levaro. That's how the Chazanishim presumably hold. That's the equivalent of somebody who is walking the stolen object back to the house of the Nigza. He's Mechazer Olav Lachziro. Wow, that's a different take that we have in the simple shot in the word of Atosis that use the word Dato Olav Levaro. Dato Olav Levaro. Wow. Well, I have a problem, Rabbi Osai. My problem is, Rav Osai, you have Rabbeinu Peretz? Look at Rabbeinu Peretz, Chof Chesem and Beis. Thank you, I didn't realize it's here. Now I'm going to become Rabbeinu Peretz Chassidim. Rav Osai become Chassidim Rabbeinu Peretz. Or maybe we should call ourselves Hamid Rabbeinu Peretz. Chof Chesem and Beis. You can see that the problem I'm going to raise in a minute. We have a problem on our hands. Chof Chesem and Beis. Chof Ches Amud Beis. The first piece. Second piece. The Kosha. Column 3, page Tes Zion, for the very bottom. The Kosha. In Cain, Amai Sarf, and also B'sheish, Lo Yisrafeu, Ela Ma'at Ma'at, Derehu Mutta Ba'ana. What's he saying over here? What's he saying? He's saying, since he is going to ultimately burn it, so he can enjoy it, he can doesn't do it in one shot. What can he do? He'll burn it ma'at ma'at, a little bit at a time. How does that work? It's not mechazer of levaro. So say no. That's also called mechazer of levaro. If you're burning a little bit at a time, I'm not doing nothing. I'm burning it a little bit at a time. It's a little hard to understand. I burn one kazayas and I wait an hour, I burn another kazayas. I'm not acting the whole time. That's a bit of a problem, Rabbeinu Peretz. We'll have to maybe discuss this later on, whether Dalet Amud Beis and Chof Ches Amud Beis, how they can be resolved. It's a good question. In any event, Rav Osai, this being the case, go back to Tosos Chof Ches Amud Beis. What does Tosos say? Listen, just like, let's take the limited view, just like when you're Mechazel Levara, there's no Tashbisu. Why? Osu Rebbe Yuro. So too, there's no This will be a very, very nice teretz, Rabbi Osai. A very nice teretz to answer the Shakas Aryeh's problem. If you in fact hold that Tosfos is limited to a case with actually oath with the Euro. However, I don't believe that everyone agrees. What did the Magen Avraham say? We just saw it a minute ago. The Magen Avraham said in Tov Mem Vav, the reason why, Rabbi Osai, you could take a piece of chametz, you would not mevatel, and put a bowl on top of it, and not worry about it all by Yamatze, is why? For Kasafti, you look at Tosfos, come test it in base. And I'm going to burn it as soon as I make Abdullah in another, the chut starts 47 hours. Right? My kiddush, the first to say the first night, my kid found the roll. You can't touch it for 47 hours. That also be Europe. So it's clear that the Magen Avraham understood Al Das Lavaro. That's a simple reading of Tosfos. I'm blaming it. So now we're back to square one. Al Das Lavaro, some kind of kiddush. This is no by all by Yamotze. What happened to Tashbisa? What happened to Tashbisa? That's the problem. What happened to Tashbisa? So let's talk a little bit. Hazish's teretz won't work. He was talking about the Osig Levar. Just as there's no Tashbisa, there's no Bayero. But if it's not Osig Levaro, so if you want to say that there's no Bayero, mail him in Washington, maybe Tashbisa at least. So the Hazish tries a different tack in a different simon. Kuf Chav Dalet. He has Nikutim on all of the Sechta on the Nistach of Tesla days. This is his next Chiddush. Tosfos said it only according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. For those who are looking carefully inside, this whole sugya on that Chav Tesla days goes according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What did Rabbi Yossi Aglili say? There's no Easter Hano Chomets of Pesach. I mean, the entire Tosis is pilpling about the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Says the Chazon Ish like this. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's no Easter Hanoah. What's Tashbisu? Tashbisu is Derech Hanoah also. Why not? Why not? When Amasha, listen for a minute, when Amasha Amanas Lehonos Mibi Uro, there's no Issa. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's Shita. If if Hano is Mutter, we have to reinterpret the word Tashbisu. Tashbisu means, get rid of the Chometz. Why not do it B'derech Hano? Hano is Mutter, the Chometz B'Pesach on itself. So therefore, okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me permission to have Hano from this Chometz. I'm going to try to get rid of it as soon as I can, but I need opportunities. Now I'm cooking for Pesach, I'm cooking my kugel. I'll put in one unit of chametz to be fueled. Now I'm cooking my cholent. I put in another. I'm cooking my fish. I put another. I'm cooking. Every time I start cooking, I put another roll underneath to be served as the fuel. That's the Shvi'ah means according to whom? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That should be done with Pashut, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Kamashmal and Tosfos, not only is there no Tashbisu, or both say, what Rabbi Glili, but there's no Bayera either. Why? Because Tosfos says the last line, Lo Yera is Nitiglase. This Lo Yera is Nitiglase of Tashbisu. So the definition is the same. Kuan de Rabbi Yossi Glili, Tashbisu means just to limit the Chametz at your leisure, even enjoying Hanah from it. Yes. The Memel is no Bayera either in such a circumstance. You know who else says so? Rabbeinu David. Remember Rabbeinu David in the room? No. Our Gedolim are such Gedolim, they're mechaven on their own to Rishon that weren't printed in their day. Rabbeinu David was not printed. And by the way, the Chazon Ish held in a letter that things are not printed. We don't, for some reason, we don't hold so much of them, even though it's really authentic and the famous one of the Chazon Ish, but it doesn't matter. We'll still use Rabbeinu David to affirm the Chazon Ish's wisdom. This Chiddush of Tosfos is only according to whom? only according to Rabbi Yossi Aglil. One more time, the explanation. What does Tashbisa mean? It depends what you hold. If Tashbisa means it's Isir Hanah, get rid of it quick. If Tashbisa means it's no Isir Hanah, so get rid of it while enjoying it, so therefore it's not so quick. So the whole Chiddush of Tos, the Mashna, and Asa Bar, there's no violation, is according to Rabbi Yossi Aglil. If there's no Tashbisu, there's no Bayera either. That's the Chiddush of Tos. Yes, sir.
So are we saying that only according to Rabbi Yossi Aglil is Bayer and Bayimate Nintiglase, or just that?
Only according to Rabbi Yossi Aglil is Masha Chometz Amanas Levaro, not in violation of Bayer and Bayimate. That's a Chiddush. Tos is only according to Rabbi Yossi Aglil.
That's a different question.
That doesn't go necessarily hold on top. Rabosa, truth is, however, that although it's beferish in the Rabbeinu David on this daf that this chiddush is only quote of Yossi Aglili, others disagree, and say that even according to Rabbanan, who disagree with Yossi Aglili, this chiddush is still true. Who said so? So it's found the Farish Rabbi Osai in the Tosis Shants, the Farish. I'm wondering if the Rabbeinu Peretz too. I'm looking at how far they're right now.
Mashma from the Rabbeinu Peretz and Dafel.
That what?
That unless that whole sugya there, I mean, that doesn't Rabbeinu Peretz there say that? I mean, that's Osgabir.
I'm not discussing now Al Das Levar, which may be a little bit different. I'll read you the Lashon. I'm starting on the Tosaf Shantz in front of you, the Rashi Shantz. Let me read it to you. If you can find similar language in Rabbeinu Peretz and Chav Chesem and Beis, let me know. This is what I'm reading from Chav Chesem and Beis. Look it up later in the Rashi Shantz. You can look it up later. Rashi Shantz, Chav Chesem and Beis, at the very beginning of the Daf. It's page Mem Zayin in this particular Kovetz. I'm just going to read it to you. Very briefly, not read the entire thing, is as follows. Like this. V'hod Rabbi Yossi Aglili shor l'sofo l'asigot amas avshilo hayna hakol yachad avo ma'at ma'at lo. Whoa, the opposite. Patience. The next few words, Rabbi Yossi, have to pay attention. The next few words, Dilma osi lemichle. Ah, a gzer drabon you may eat it, but meikir adin, you can get rid of it gradually. So b'chon Rabbi Yossi Aglil. Rabbi Yossi, listen carefully. B'chon Rabbi Yossi Aglil shor l'sofa l'asigot tachas tavshilo. Again, only a kol yachad, a little bit of time. Osi lemichle. He has the following large. I don't understand. The otu Rabbi Yossi. Less lay orlar, but also bolkin? Huh? What's he saying? He's trying to show that Rabbi Yossi Aglili have to get rid of it right away, can't leave it piecemeal. Otherwise, Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't hold from orlar, but also bolkin? I do not understand this right. Maybe hold orlar, but also bolkin, and you can get rid of it gradually until a minute before Pesach. I just don't understand. I'm deputizing the whole Olam. Mipshat in this line, Rabbi, and Tosaf about Shmishat. I don't understand what the word means. Okay, Mechani Rabbi Shimon. Then he ends. Vafilu l'Rabbanon nami kein. Black on white. Even according to the Rabbanon, the din is the same. What do you mean, vafilu l'Rabbanon? Even the Rabbanon, who are what? Who are more machmir? Still the same din. That's only the Rabbanon. Why? The cave of the Bayro, Nitiglase, Lomolo Yuchala Hampton Atocha Moid, Imlomi Tamisha Prisha was a leader of Shemiochlo. Against Rabbeinu David. For the Chazanish is like Rabbeinu David, and against the Rash Mishans. Wow. So now we're still back. I'm sorry, both sides. I keep coming back to the same point. What's Chadonatosis? You mean you can steal in order to give it back? So we had two Terutzim so far. Chazanish, It's based on the Makor Chaim, based on the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, perhaps, that Tosfos is only Mekel if you're actually actively trying to burn it, looking for wood, etc. That's the equivalent of trying to give back a stolen item. There, the stealing itself is an objective prohibition. Here, Lo Yamatz doesn't say you shouldn't buy chametz. It shouldn't be by you. Be by you means it's by you and you're not trying to get rid of it. A new definition of the words of the Chumash. That's the Chazanish's teretz. The second teretz he gives, no. The Tos is only going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who's Mechavet to the Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David, then the Tashbis says, no, it means slowly. It means slowly. That's all. That means slowly. So by yours the same. One defines the other. Fine. Teretz number two. It's not going to work according to the Rashmi Shantz. So now we're a little bit stuck. Because the Rashmi Shantz himself is going to be stuck with this kasha. Because he's according to the Rabbanon. And he also uses the expression on Chavtes of Beis. He doesn't say, Osek Misreif. Let me make sure I'm telling you it's correct. I think he says Dato. Hold on. Chavtes of Beis. Dato Levara. So the Rashmi Shantz is now stuck. He can't hold the first teretz. That requires Osek Mabiro. He can't hold the second teretz because he also goes even according to the Rabbanon. Now we're stuck. What's Chat? What's Chat? Why should it be? Why is it than stealing and plan to give it back? So now there's another. Is there another answer? I don't know. I'm not sure. So far, I'm not sure there's another answer. I'm going to explain this. I want to discuss something else.
Let me just explain one more time the problem in the Rashmi Shantz.
The Rashmi Shantz can't hold of either of the terutzim we gave to the Shakas Arias question. Shakas Arias, you're allowed to steal and give it back? So one answer was, no, of course not. But here, that one says, lo sikna chametz. It says, lo yirar, lo yimatze. It means you shouldn't have chametz with you. What do you mean with me? I'm giving it back. I'm on my way to give it back. I'm looking for wood. I'm about to burn it. I'm about to throw it into the ocean. I'm about to... That's not considered a violation of lo yirar, lo yimatze. That's a Chazanish's beautiful answer. That seems to be based upon the Makor Chai. That Tosfos is referring to the answer of Osik Lebar. Your Mamish do it. I don't have the Makor Chai. I left it inside. He says at the very end of the introduction, you're Osik Lebar Mamish. And this perhaps a group from Rabbeinu Peretz. What's what we use again? Osik Lebar or something like that. He's just busy getting rid of it. But the problem is that the Rashmi Shantz doesn't say that. It's not the Lebar. And the Magen Avraham understood it to be even if it's a yontif, they're going to burn it in 47 hours from now. So that teretz won't work the pashas. Again, let's say your words. It's like having, I stole something, and I will give it back after I learned for 2 more weeks. I'll tell you that you've gotten rid of your little signal at that point. Okay. Second suggestion was Chazanish. It's only going to Kuanda Yossi Aglili. But the Rashi Shantz prefers against that. It goes even Kuanda Rabbana. Made a lot of sense. The Rabbeinu David said so. That's Chazan Alumdus behind it. Tashbis can mean one of two things. It means get rid of it. Right now, get rid of it slowly. Depends what is Asabana. Asabana means get rid of it now. What about Asabana? Get rid of it while you're being nana from it. Slowly. That's the Vart, right? Oh. But the Rashmi Shantz is against that. So we're stuck a little bit. Okay. But now, Rabosai is going to analyze the last part of the shiur, a very important shiur. According to Rashi, Rabosai, when is there a chiyuv to burn the chametz? Who remembers? Kodesman Yisuro or Achazman? Rashi based on it. Who remembers? Oh, guys. Tosu says, Rabbi Natan, the burning is after Zman Yisuro. And Rashi said when?
Sounded like Kozman, Kol Shashish.
Call Shashishis. And we brought up before Shashishis. We already saw the Mordechai what? Right. Let's take a look. Rabbi say in the Rosh, end of Simon Gimel. Please turn. Rabbi say end of Simon Gimel in the Rosh. This is our last point for today's shiur. A very, very important point. We read it yesterday in shiur. Reading it again. Simon Gimel, the Machlokas Halacha Lemais had a Paskin. Point the most Rishonim Paskin like the Rabbanim. I stamish the Tvura, da 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 da. That's the Machlokas with all the Rishonim. Says the Rosh, the last two narrow lines on the first comma page test. With Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, the Mefarsh Per Kamadav Yud Beis. B'shas b'yiru ha'shpatasa b'chol davar. Ha'inu b'shas shishis. The oz regilim ha'olam levaro. Ein afkusim b'psak zekulayai. Then adam masha chemtso ad achachatzos. Only after chatzos is supposed to burn. And people burn it much earlier, so that's everyone agrees. It's ha'shpatasa b'chol davar. Af lepirish Rashi. What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? Rabbi, what did Rashi say? You have to burn the chametz kodesh ma'isura before chatzos. Look what you have to go to wap b'chiddush. B'shach hamishis mode shemivara b'chol dov. Bingo. Says the korban asan. Os ches. With the pirish Rashi daf yud beis shalom b'shat b'yuro b'tchila shesh v'kol shesh. Mashma b'shach rina. Shalom b'shatz b'yirosh b'tasa b'chol davar, like the fifth hour. Hikshak turusim atafem mevez elashono v'eno nirakein yipirusho. He's asking a kashya against his own father, Rabosa. Rabosa, when did you ask a kashya against your own father last? I shouldn't ask that question. Okay, so the Torah is a kashya against his own father. How can you say, going to Rashi, there's no chiv of burning it in the fifth hour? What are you talking about? How can you say that? Shupirish to the Rabbi Yudah after the Yotzi B'Shayara who dafka B'Sreifa. What does it mean? Rashi Chav Zayim and Beis Shemat Lomotza Eitzim. We saw the Rashi yesterday. We're going to see it again today. Keep your hand over here in the Korban Asana and turn to the Rashi inside. Chav Zayim and Beis. The last narrow line. Afalgab. I mean, per kama the Rabbi Beis and Beis. Rabbi Yudah, Avol B'Shas B'Yurash B'Tosla B'Chol Dover, Rabbi Pluktayu, Miyakulei, B'Mishu Rotze Lotzeis L'Shayara, B'Tosh Shloshim Yom, Rabbi Nizakul Levar, Uchshein Eitzim L'Sarfo, Yoshim V'Bata, V'lo Yivarenu, Rabosai. See, according to Rashi, Rabosai, even up to 30 days before, you have to use a fire. How can the Torah say, how can the Rosh say, it's only the fifth, only in the sixth and at the fifth hour. What a gevaldig akash. Look at the Korban Tanz gevaldig teretz. V'nir liyashim. That tosis, that yud beis, hikshal pirish rashi. The b'shas b'yuro haino acha katzos. Hash b'sasa b'chol davar. Pami noster yalef rab yudah b'chametz b'sreifa. V'noster acharisur tom sreifa. V'kusha alim tohi. The editorial comment of a Korban Asano. A Tosos question against Rashi is strong. Okay, are they weak? Is he grading it from 1 to 10? Kusha limti, it's a strong kasha. We agree, it's a strong kasha. It's saraklom. The le'acha chatzos. Look, every word in the Korban Asana is important. The le'acha chatzos. Asa also hatorah. Asa also lahashpis b'chol davar. Kedetsiv tashpisa b'chol davar. Zeshal Rabbi Yudah Minosar, Haynu Zman Bir Chometz Midrabanan, the Alfina Meisa Nosar, Nimseinu LeMeidin. What is he saying over here? At the time that the halacha requires you to eliminate it, then you are required to burn it. When it comes to Nosar, that's in the morning after Alos Hashacha. When it comes to Chometz, when is that? At the time you're supposed to burn it. When is that? The sixth hour. But what happens if a guy's going on a caravan? Shayara. Taking a cruise for Pesach. Taking a cruise. They're a Pesach cruise, aren't they? Mm-hmm. On a cruise, you're supposed to say. Shayara on a cruise. I think you should say home for Pesach. We'll get to that over throughout the year. But taking a cruise, and he's leaving a week before Yontif. What's he going to do? Burn the chametz in Erev Pesach? He's somewhere out in the Atlantic. Says the Holy Korban Asano, Olav b'shayara, gam ken chachomer mitilu olav levar when before he left. B'chay gav nami afina minosar keva dechivu chachomer levar. Mash engin shach hamishis ovi kolam shen olav b'shayara hashbasasa b'chol dover meridik. This is emes lamita pshat Rashi. The Rashi holds. The Rosh is right. Pshat Rashi. When must you burn it, Rabosai? At the time the halacha says you have to get rid of it, then is a chiyuv of burning. Everybody knows, sir. What is that time? What is that time? According to Rashi, that time is the sixth hour. Then you have to get rid of it. Not before. Not before. Not before. Not before. Rabbi Hosai, Mefarsha point out, we answer with this the question of the Rashash. On our daf, the Rashash, Chof Aleph Mebeis. Open up, please. This is his teretz is absolutely incredible. If you believe his teretz, I don't know. Rashash said it, but if you believe his teretz, I think. I won't say. Let's see what his teretz is first. Open to the Rashash, please. Chof Aleph Mebeis. Okay, we're starting at the top of the second column on page Yud Aleph. Ukepirish Rashi Liel Yabez and Advez, the Lo Shas Biuro, Haina Betchila Shesh, the Kol Shesh, the Rashi said. Vuhu Adin Lamed Yom Kodem, Uke the Muchar Midrav the Kaman Chav Zan Advez, the Ramasko Shem, Shem Lomas Aizen, Mitzhotze Bashir, Ukatur Simon Tuf Meme, Ulefizet Kol Shkain. Lo mahani bittel l'didei b'toch lamed yom. Why are you required to burn it? Quote the Abiyuda. U'miyushav kushna shagas ayin b'simen ayin zayin. V'ho damalei lo motz etzim l'sar v'yay yoshav batel hitcha. Ha'yuchal avatel. Ha'yuchal avatel. What's the answer, Rabbi Hosai? Rabbi Yehuda says that bittel is no good. Bittel is no good. It's the famous Shita of Achronim, that the Kohen that beauty needs strafe, and Bittel's no good. Does everyone agree? No, the Ram, we saw the Ram Beferish for Kerik. Ram's Kohen that beauty, Bittel is good. The famous Machlokas, will Bittel work according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Shagas Arya thinks yes, and yes to Kasha. And the Rashash says no, because it's Terrence. Liam Tom, here's this whopper question. This is a Rabbi Osei, if you thought of this question, I give you a prize. Lefizeh. Eich shari lecho ulahachel chometz lamed yom kodem lo mevaro shelo ayadei sreifa. I heard of a minig that people don't eat chometz, don't eat matzah after Purim. Have you heard that one? See them, right? Even not see them after Rosh Chodesh Nissan. You heard these menachim? Nigga is only Arab facing. See, right? Who has a minig and not eat matzah after Purim? You're not from Hasidic family. How did I get into your family? Unbelievable. Okay. My house, it was from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Who has that many? Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Who has no such many? Does he eat up to Lera Pesach? Interesting. Okay. They're different from Hagim Klal Yisrael. But he has a new many to try to do this. No chometz after Purim. Hey. No chometz. No chometz. Why no chometz after Purim? Because his Tashbisu is taking effect from Purim. 3 days before Pesach, and you're not doing you're eating the chametz. That's not tashbisu. Tashbisu means you have to burn it. You're not burning, you're eating it. Huh? If you think this question is strange, listen to the answer. Yesh lomar. The chom hativ'i asher v'bal echayim hama'akal hamazon havek isreifa. You are burning the chametz in your stomach. The natural heat, the 98.6, you know, that burns the chametz, that's called sreifa. Zeich el adav da flamed beis. Avosai. Can it be? Fill by me machal the klovim as being also kind of a sreifa. And you want to count, you think this is wild? Look at the last line of the Rashash. In a fire which has wood. Oh my goodness. It's not a Chassidish. There are Shash. He lives in Vilna, Rabbi. A Chassidish Rabbi, I understand. What's going on here? What's this all about? The holy Rosh Hashanah. What came over him? Yeah, but the kash is still a kash. So the simple answer to be, what these more recent Achronim say, is as follows. No. The only time that Rashi said is a mitzvah srefa, and you go on b'shayara, and then you go on b'shayara. Then you go on b'shayara within 30 days, you're required to burn it. That's the halachic moment of destruction, as ordained by the Chazal. I'm not going to Rabbah say Baruch Hashem, I stay home for Pesach. No Shayar. So when did the rabbis tell me to get rid of my chametz? Both Shushan Purim? Oh, that Shabbat Mon, it's not like I get rid of it, it's so fair. What do I mean? No. I'm going to Shayar that they have to get rid of it. I'm not going to any Shayar. So for me, I don't have the burden to learn Pesach. Rashi never said that for every single Jew is Tashbisa for Purim. Only for the person going on a cruise, a shayara. The Rosh Hashanah's kasha doesn't even begin. Wow. Merit. So now I'm going to say our last, very last point for today is the Raivit. The Raivit can be found on Yud Beis in our print. If you have the old print, it's hammered out. I mean, that Rosh Hashanah is something to write home about. Still getting over it. The Raivit asks an additional question against Rashi, which we don't have in our Tosfos. Tosfos Beis has a bunch of questions. The Raivit has his own question. Uvepirish, let's read the last line. Uvepirish, Rav Rabbeinu Shlomo Zal Mukhlefa Shitazu, Lomar, Shekonem Zmani Suro, Hu Yisrei. This is Rashi Shita, the quote by the Balamor. Oma Avraham, can't be. Uma she'amru b'tchilas kol shah. Daf chaf aleph from the base. That's our daf. Have your tshuv to the Rav Rabbeinu Shlomo Zal. Why? The Amrina, that's our Gemara. Lo tzrich el Rav Yehuda. The Amrina be'al chomet el b'sreifo. Sal kadai de chamina b'adi de kosar of the sanamine. Kamash malon, right? The Yasa kadai tana b'kirai. Frank the Raivit. He called his man Kamar. Rashi's wrong. If it's called as mano, Rashi is the same as called as mano. Why can't you have any ano? I both said this question. Sounds like a very good question, but it really isn't. Why not?
Because that's a mitzvah according to Rashi. It's not before Chatzos.
When before Chatzos is when? When?
Six.
Exactly. The sixth hour. You'll say, how do you just pull out a hat the sixth hour? Who says the sixth hour? Who says the sixth hour? So according to the Rosh, it has to be the sixth hour. It's only the sixth hour, Rosh, you have to burn it. But more than that, in the Gemara itself, it's not there. Look, open to the Gemara, boss. Open to the Gemara. Chav Avodah. It's still an Avodah. Chav Avodah. It's still Avodah. Fish it. Still Avodah. What does the Gemara say? Avaz mano osa banosa pshita. Lo tzricho l'shos t'rabonon. Means shos shishis. Next Gemara. Not the time rhyme. Pshita. Lo tzricho rabbi Yehuda. When? Shos shishis. So shos shishis, Rabosai, is the time when you are required to burn the chametz according to Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi. But you may not be mastak as a tanner because also banon. That's a simple answer which is given by the Miri or Ben David and the Fibes and Fibes to this question. Rabbi Osai, it's a great answer. But you know what? There can even be a different answer. Let's assume for argument's sake that Rashi holds you have to burn the chametz even in the fifth hour. It's going on even on the fifth hour. I saw an interesting answer based on the following yisod. Rabbi Osai, why is it that Efer Chometz is Mutna Ba'anolah? That's the whole Havamim. Look at Tosis. Again, refresh our memories. By the Kasarof, the Sanimineh, Shadrav Yehuda, the Amal Chometz, Mitzrei, Efer Mutter, Havamim is even why you're burning it. Why? What's the Lashon Tosfos in the Sefer Torah Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis? Two words. What do they say? Nase mitzvos. You already pointed out nase mitzvos. Oh, the Stapler didn't like nase mitzvos. That's why kotchim. Nase mitzvos. There's no mitzvah over here. That means if it's kotchim, you use it for its appointed purpose. And that's it. It's no longer hekesh was needed anymore. That doesn't apply to chametz. So what do we say? Lav dafka. What does it mean? It means it's false. It means it's false. The Torah says tukaresh, tukdash, right? Tukaresh by Klai Akera. So what does that mean? Tukaresh means it's aser v'ano until tukaresh. So too, it's aser v'ano until tashbisu with fire. But if I'm mashbis with fire, even in a case where it's not a mitzvah. For example, it's like before, the chametz of a goy, or the chametz after Pesach, chametz shavuot of Pesach, and the beginning of the Raisa. No tashbisu, doesn't matter. Once it was burned, Rabosai is no longer an Easter hanor. Therefore, Rabosai, even if you'll tell me, that what? That in the fifth hour, there's no mitzvah tashbisu, doesn't matter. The Torah said that it's aser ba'ano until it's burned. Once it's burned, it's going to be mutter ba'ano in its ashes form, and there's a proper havamina to be matter it even while it's burning, which is exactly what the Gemara would mean over here if it's going on an hour other than the fifth. Again, I mean, Adav and the Miri gave the simplest answer to the rabbit's question. It's talking about the sixth hour. That's probably why Tosfos didn't bother asking the question. But either you'll say it's on the fifth or hour previous, you have a second answer. Namely, granted it's not a mitzvah of tashbisu. Doesn't matter. Since it's a burning of it, and the Torah says there is a tashbisu, it's also an until you burn it. Once you burn it, it is, in fact, permissible. And the third and final answer, with Reb Chaim. What did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim said, to answer Reb Akiva's question, who gets burning, even if I pulverize it, we should also say Nasa Mitzvah. What's Reb Chaim's famous teretz? According to Rabbanan Tadin and the Gavra, according to Tadin and the Chefzer, and that's the Torah in the Chefzer, right? That's Reb Chaim's famous teretz in a nutshell. So the answer could be given as follows. This is found in a little kuntres oratoro, which I had a few days ago. It says like this. According to Reb Chaim, according to Reb Yehuda, it's a din in the Chefzer. What is a din in the Chefzer, according to Rashi? You have to burn it until Chatzos, and b'chol davar after Chatzos. So it's true, Reb Chaim is maybe right, according to the Rabbanan, there's no din in the Chefza. But according to Reb Yehuda, not only is there one din in the Chefza, there are two din in the Chefza. What din in the Chefza? Until 12, burn it, and after 12, pulverize it. That's also a din in the Chefza, Rabosai. Also a din in the Chefza. And therefore, Rabosai, the Achazmani Suro, Hashbasasu b'chol davar, is also a din in Chefza. And therefore, if I burn it, it's Afra Mutter. Even though it's not the official time to burn it, the burning it should be before Chatzos. I burned to the Achah Chatzos. So Taka was not a time I have to be burned. Doesn't matter. The Bekiveg and principle is correct. The reason he's incorrect is because the Rabbanan only did in the Gavra and the Chefza. Burning before and pulverizing after, they're both in the Mechefza. So therefore, it would be mutter after Chatzos. So again, the simplest answer is Rashi talking about the sixth hour only. That's the Miriam and the Dover. One could say it's Torah Rashi talking before Chatzos, even though it's not a mitzvah then, but still, not since it's Lav Dafka, the Torah said, Tukaresh, Tashbis Be'esh, so if you get rid of it with Esh, it's considered the Afra Mutter, even though there was no mitzvah before. And the third answer is, even if it's Achas, it's after 12 o'clock, and therefore, Rabosai, Hashmashosa b'chol davar. Nonetheless, it's a din in Chefza. If the Miri is right, it's up correct. It's supposed to do Tashbis l'chadchila with fire. Even without the Miri, it's a din in Chefza, and there will be a proper Havamina of Yasek Botanur v'Kirai. Rabosai, we'll see you out of the Shemaya tomorrow. We'll have more Marbakomas. I'll try to offer Rabbeinu Peretz, I know you have it, and additional Marbakomas.
Rabbi, I didn't understand that I was cash on that.